Okay. Call to order. I'm Len Herring, and I would like to welcome you to the Board of Directors meetings for the Student Success Program Nonprofit Board, which operates Ordeo Charter School and the Charter Schools of San Diego. I'm Len Herring, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate this meeting. Let's first take a roll call. When I call your name, please provide the group a brief introduction. Are there any guests on board right now?
None that we're aware of.
Okay, then we can forego the introduction.
Other than our sites, our teachers and staff members are.
Okay, well, if you feel like you need to provide a intro, nobody's new. I am the chairman, and I'm Len Herring. I'm here. Seth Barton.
Angela, is Scott present?
Yes, he's logged in.
Then you're on mute.
Scott. We can come back to him.
Can you send him a note, Angela?
Yeah, I can see him here. He's fiddling with it, trying to turn off mute, I think.
There he is. Oh, there's Eric. How about Scott?
Oh, I think that might be him trying to get in.
Okay, I'll come back to him. David Green.
David is present. Good morning.
Good morning, David. Thank you. Tim Morton.
Tim Morton's here, present.
And Eric Schweinfurter.
Present. Good morning.
Okay, if we can get Scott.
How's that? You can hear me now?
There you go.
Yeah, I'm on my phone.
There you are.
For some reason, that muted, but it wasn't showing it was muted on the computer. So I'm on my phone. Let's try this.
It works.
Technology, don't you just love it? Okay. Mary, is there anybody on the staff who's new that needs to be introduced?
Not at this time. They kind of come and go, so I'm not sure who's out there.
Okay. Moving on to 1.3, we have a quorum. Every member of the board is present. The SSP Board of Directors determines in accordance with the Government Code Section 54953 Echo 1 Bravo that meeting in person would present imminent risk to the health or safety of attendees. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54953 Echo 3, the Board has also reconsidered the circumstances of the state emergency declared by the governor on March the 4th, 2020, and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the directors to meet safely in person and or that the state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361 requires that this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconference meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements of the Brown Act, specifically that teleconference requirements of Government Code Section 54953 Bravo 3. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 1.3?
So moved, Tim Morton.
You have a second. David Green.
Thank you very much. We will conduct a voting roll call for 1.3. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very well. Motion passes. Item 1.4, establishment of a quorum. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 1.4? All members are present.
So moved. Martin.
Very well. Roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Well, thank you. That motion passes. Next is the Pledge of Allegiance. If I can ask you all to appropriately, I'm going to have to stay seated here. So I pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands.
One nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item 1.6 is approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.6 with any recommendation for Mary Bixby?
No recommendations. Recommend approval.
Very well, may I have a second?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Any discussion on the agenda? Okay, we'll now vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. Moving on. Item 2.0. is public comment. If you would like to participate in the public comment, please complete a speaker card and submit it to the staff. Public comment for items of interest to the public within the scope of Student Success Program Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes, and public comment to agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda so ordered so below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted. To each agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, I may equivocally decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum time frame. Item 2.1, our non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda?
None that we're aware of.
Okay. Hearing none or receiving no cards, I will move on to item 2.2, is the agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes in total, unless otherwise modified by myself, is to remain within the time. Are there any public comments on items found within the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 3.0, which is closed session. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the closed session item 3.2.1. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and the item is limited to 20 minutes in total unless otherwise modified by myself. We will now be moving into closed session. And the time is 8:11.
Do we stay on or do we leave?
Please stay on and I'll move you automatically. Thank you.
She'll move us over.
Thank you.
See you all on the other side.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay. Are we ready, Angela?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, good. We're going to begin with item 3.3, return to open session. The time is 9:21. And I will report that no reportable action was conducted by the board in closed session. We will now return to open session by make sure that we have everyone back from the closed session by taking a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very well. We will now move on to item 4.0, which is administrative items. Mary, is there anything that you would like to add to the special board meeting?
As I understand, the special board meeting is a request due to the fact that the finance department is closing out the year and we needed a little more information. And so it should be a very short meeting. Lynn, is that correct? Is there anything?
Yeah, that's correct. It's just the approval of the unaudited actuals for the year.
Yeah, it should be a very brief meeting. Thank you for your indulgence, but you can only get them to hurry up so much. They need info. I recommend approval of that special board meeting.
Okay.
Motion to approve, Tim Morton.
Very good.
Second, Scott.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, we'll take a vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. Moving on to item 4.2, consider approval of the two-day board workshop on a professional development training, including best practices in the charter school board management, updates on the Charter School Act and the review of the corporate practices, fiduciary duties, and fiscal oversight, the Brown Act conflict of interest. There'll be a training of 4.2.1 Monday, October the 3rd at 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and then 4.2.2 Monday, October the 17th, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mary, is there anything that you would like to add to this or recommend?
Point of clarification, that Lynn, that is an annual requirement?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah. No, I'll recommend approval.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve item 4.2.1 and 4.2.2?
So moved, Tim Morton.
Thank you. A second, please.
David Green, approved.
Any additional discussion? Just remember, you'll have to mark your calendar to attend one of these two sessions.
It's one of two sessions, is that correct?
Correct.
It's two sessions, 2 days.
So October 3rd and the 17th.
Correct.
So it's 4 hours of training?
Correct.
8 to 10 Pacific?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Can you check, Lynn, to see if that is recorded? You know, just in case, for the convenience of the board, if they can call it up on their own time.
Yeah, we can have it recorded. I'm going to request Paul Meany. Paul Meany is conducting.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because then we can do it.
At your leisure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Conduct a roll call for approval. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to 4.3, consider ratification of terms of lease renewal for APN 361-662-08-00. Lynn, is there a report on 4.3, please?
Yes, thank you, sir. This is the lease for Claremont Resource Center for the Charter School of San Diego. And the lease was originally acquired in 2012. And we have negotiated a 2-year lease extension with a 2-year option to extend. We've been looking for a replacement facility for this site, but it's very challenging to find one. So therefore, this is in one of our lists to relocate so that it can meet our needs and our requirements. So therefore, we are only extending for 2 years. And the starting term, it would be July 1, 2022 to June 30, 2024. This site is 2,400 square feet and the base lease cost is 98 cents per square foot per month or 11.74 per annual. And the current month lease is 2,349 with triple net of 1,675. Combined cost is 4,024. And the annual lease cost is 76,166. The increased annually in base rent is 3%. The total contractual obligation for this site for 2 years is 154,000. And note that we have put a reserve for contractual obligations. Thank you.
Okay. Did you say 50 or 98 cents per square foot?
Correct, per month.
No, 90 or 98?
0.98, it's 98 cents.
Okay, that's gonna be cheap. That's an incredible price, okay. Mary, is there anything else?
Oh, recommend to approval.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve 4.3?
Motion to approve.
In a second?
Second, Barton.
Thank you. Do all those, any further discussion? Okay, we'll take a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. Moving on to 4.4, consider ratification in terms of sublease renewal for APN 458-130-30-00. Lynn, is there a report for item 4.4?
Yes, sir. This is for Euclid Resource Center for CSSD, which was originally acquired in 2015. And we have negotiated a sublease renewal agreement for 7 years. This is the first amendment to the sublease. The term is starting January 1, 2023 to December 31, 2029. The area for this site is 4,370 square feet. And the current base lease cost is $1.75 per month or $21 per yearly. The current month lease is $7,658 with a triple net of $3,683. For 2022-23 fiscal year, our annual lease cost is $63,449. The increase that we negotiated annually for this site is 2% annually. Total contractual obligation for 7 years is $952,612. Thank you.
Okay, Mary, any additional?
No, other than we looked for property to purchase there in that Euclid area and can't find any. So we continue to lease.
But that's still, even at 121, that's a great price in that area.
175.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. That's walking through that, it's pretty site. Very well. Is there do I have a motion to pat to for 4.4?
So moved, Barton.
Thank you, Barton.
Second, Crane.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, we'll take a roll call for a vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Tim? Tim, I.
Eric. Okay, great. Thank you.
Hi,
moving on to 4.5, consider ratification in terms of renewal of APN 3512-1600. Lynn, please.
Yes. This is for the La Jolla Resource Center for Odeo Charter School. The lease was originally acquired in 2015. And the renewal agreement for terms for this lease is 3 years. We are planning to relocate, to find a replacement for this site to relocate, but it's very challenging in that area to find a site that will meet our requirements and our needs. The lease will start July 1, 2022 to June 30, 2025. The total area is 1,815 square feet and La Jolla cost $3.48 per square foot or 41.75 annually. The lease cost monthly is 6,314 with a triple net of 1,168. Total annual lease cost for this fiscal year is 87,560. This annual increase in base rent is 3%. Total contractual obligation for 3 years is 269,364. Thank you.
Okay.
That facility is right on the main street. We've looked again for, and it's relatively small. We've looked for a larger facility again, even if we have to buy it, but we haven't been successful to find something that is has such an excellent location. So. That's why we're leasing in place of buying.
Yeah, even at, you can see the difference at $3.21 a square foot. Okay, any additional comments, discussions? We have a motion to approve 4.5, please.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second, Barton.
Thank you. I'm going to take a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Okay, next is 4.6. Consider ratification of terms of lease renewal for ADN 443-741-18-00. Lynn, can I have a report for this space?
Yes, thank you. This is for the Old Town Office Building for the Charter School of San Diego. Originally, this was acquired in 1996, and this extension is for 5 years with another 5-year option to renew. This is the sixth amendment to the lease now. The renewal lease starts January 1, 2022 through December 31, 2026. The size of this site is 2,200 square feet. Lease cost is $2.71 per square foot per month or $32.48 per annum. The total monthly lease is $5,955 with a triple net of nothing, zero. So the 22-23 annual lease cost is $67,362 with an annual increase of 3%. Total contractual obligation for 5 years is $357,000. Thank you.
Okay. Mary, any additional comment? Very well. Any discussion? We have a 4.6.
So moves, Barton.
The second, please.
Second, Green.
Very well. We have to take a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Okay. 4.6 is complete. Do we get all of those?
Yep.
So we have each of the renewals for property finished. Next is 4.7, and that's the president's report. Mary, is there a staff, can you provide staff report for 4.7.1 or 4.7.2?
Yes, I'm here, Admiral Herring. Good to see you, Admiral Herring. Wade Ashbrenner, External Relations Officer. The rest of the board, good to see you also. I'm going to give you just a brief, on pages 4 and 5 of your board packet is the historical data for our Fellows program. As you all know, the Fellows program is our leadership development program here at the Charter School of San Diego and Audeo. We've had 4 cycles with 25 participants. This latest cycle had 3 projects, 4 Fellows participants, and for the 22-23 cycle, we have had over 20 staff members apply to be part of the Fellows program. So it is a very well-known program within the Altus schools and within Altus University. Today we have Macy Vetter, who's going to give you a brief overview of her fellows project that was initiated during 21-22 school year. It was deployed and now has been adopted as a standard practice within Altus schools. So Macy, I'll turn it over to you.
Great.
Thank you, Wade.
You're up, Macy.
All right, just getting my presentation up. All right, so good morning, everybody. I'm Macy Vetter. I am a teacher with the Charter School of San Diego. I've been here a little bit over 4 years, and I'm also the department chair for our Healthy Youth Department. And this past year, as Wade said, I've been a part of the Fellows Program. And my project was to digitize student cumulative records to increase efficiency, security, organization, and ease of access. This project directly aligned with Strategic Initiative 4, which was to implement an innovative technology system to increase effectiveness, efficiencies, and results. The project objective was to develop a highly secure, accessible, and efficient cloud-based document management system to store student cumulative records. The ADLEI framework was at the core of our project execution, and I'd like to think of this slide as just a general overview of each step that we conducted to implement this project and adopt this, this system. And I want to highlight the added step of refinement. This step is something that I find crucial because this is the process of using what we learn through the integration to improve overall outcomes. Learning takes place through each phase, and what we use in refinement is how we get optimal results. For our approach, we began by collaborating with our stakeholders, deciding that we would begin by digitizing student cumulative records, which are the records that follow a student throughout their education, school to school. Through this, we partnered with our SSC department, and from there, we completed file maintenance to align all schools' organizational methods before we began scanning and archiving in our new system. We took it a step further and cross-checked records that we thought that we had, might have already archived in our own student information system, in hopes of eliminating the need to scan those again. Although this step wasn't required, it did wind up being very cost-effective. We went from an estimated 4 million pages down to roughly 2 million, and that's thanks to taking this extra step and going this extra mile. Then came researching and selecting our vendor. We partnered with Konica Minolta for this project, and we've forged a wonderful relationship with them with incredible expansion opportunities. We have since digitized our human resources records and adopted a transcript request process that has improved that previous process that we had. And this fall, we are digitizing our special education records. During our deployment, this is when we coordinated with Konica Minolta and began implementing a training plan for current staff. In the picture, you see a portion of the CUMs that were picked up last September for our first shipment. Over the course of 5 months, Konica Minolta packed, transported, and scanned all student CUMs across all schools. And they were able to scan about 200 boxes per month, which then they would do quality assurance, then it would be instantly accessible to our SSC department from the end user perspective within Global Search, which is that document management system we acquired. We also implemented a training plan for current staff, which was an end user and an administrator training. And we have on-demand access to someone at Konica Minolta throughout the year for on-demand training opportunity if we need it. So we do have on-demand training available just right when we need it if we have any questions. In the learning phase, we were curious, what else does this system and Konica Minolta have to offer our school? Well, we've learned that they actually have a lot, and we're excited to keep exploring. So far, there's been expansion opportunities, like I said, to other departments. They've improved our transcript request process and also have the ability to integrate with DocuSign. We've integrated the global search system with HR, and the transcript request process has significantly improved through this new improvement. We've gotten feedback from our registrars, which has been enormously positive. So the old system, this is such a more efficient way of doing things. Before, they would have to physically have the record in front of them to access it, and now they have it at their fingertips from their workstation. The new platform and overall digitizing of student records has created a new innovative process for archiving, retrieving, and accessing student records. Stakeholders have access to student QMs electronically from their computers, saving time between either having to drive to the physical location or back and forth emailing in order to access the information needed. Our SSC department are able to send QMs electronically and encrypted to receiving schools, saving time and cost of physically mailing. And the refinement step, like I said, it's crucial for continued improvement. We learn every step of the way, and it's important for us to take what we learn and apply it. In this case, we learned that our day forward strategy could be improved if we purchased high efficiency desktop scanners for our registrars. We realized that our Xerox machines weren't quite as efficient for scanning these types of records. They were more sensitive than we needed. The refinement of adding individual scanners supported our day forward process. They allowed our registrars to scan on demand right at their desks, and it would instantly go to the global search platform. All that was left is indexing. In conclusion, what began as implementing a new innovative technology system, which is global search, to house student records, the PDI3 has been kept alive through process improvements. That is through expanding to HR, expanding to our special education department, and then of course our new and improved transcript request process. And I've been so grateful to be a part of the Fellows program this past year. It's aided immensely in my professional growth, and I can't recommend it more. So I would just like to thank everyone for their time, and thank you for listening to my presentation.
Thank you, Macy. And that's a wonderful summary. This actually is a much longer presentation that was presented to staff, so they were aware of what was being done through the Fellows program, the kinds of work that is done. And incidentally, this is outside her area of expertise. So this was a real learning activity for Macy. She's on the instructional side of the house and was very interested to find out what happens with the operational side of the house. These projects, all the Fellows projects, are an integration of the strategic initiatives, the work plan for the year, and the Baldrige criteria. So when she was talking about Adley, ADLA, that was that's a Baldrige term that we use. Also, the PDI3 is something that we've worked on here and locally developed. It has to do with looking at projects that either improve what we're doing, initiate new projects, or actually bring forward innovations. So we are in the process now of moving the digitized project to HR, which is going to be so, so helpful. Macy was a real star and did a wonderful, wonderful job. And Wade has, of course, been working for several years to create a really high-level Fellows program, which is excellent. Thank you, Macy. Wade, you just came back. Where were you? You flew somewhere.
Yes, Mary, on behalf of the Charter School of San Diego, I was asked to be the keynote speaker for the Iowa Performance Excellence Group. So I flew to Des Moines and was able to deliver our leadership presentation that goes over how we use strategic planning, and the Fellows program is part of that. And so it was about 50 members of the Baldrige community there in Iowa. So they got to get a glimpse of the Charter School of San Diego and how we use Baldrige to improve student outcomes. And also I was able to invite them to the Fall Baldrige Conference that will be here in San Diego on October 19th and 20th. So it was a very productive trip, and as always, generated a lot of interest in the school and the work we're doing here in San Diego.
Thank you, Wade. That's excellent work. We, in the interest of research, that is learning and sharing, and as you know, that's a major component of the Altus schools. Tim is presenting to the Northwestern states. There's a collaboration of Washington State, Oregon, and I think two or three other states. He'll be presenting there. And Tiffany is flying out to Ohio in the middle of September, and she'll be doing a similar presentation. These presentations are not strictly to education. I want to remind you, they're cross-sector. So there's many sectors that are represented: health services, businesses of all types, large, medium, and small. So it's a real learning activity for our leadership team. And so there's a real good exchange of information, which of course fulfills our charitable purpose responsibility. So really good work. It was extraordinarily done as well. Macy went through, she just mentioned it in passing, of doing maintenance of files, which brought the cost down because we went from 4 million files to 2 million files. That's the kind of effort that we see from our potential leaders. They're out there finding ways of serving the organization and the students, of course, and staff in at many levels. So it wasn't all about saving money, but it is always happy when we can do that too. So once again, thank you, Macy.
Just a quick note, and I want to thank Macy for all her hard effort. I do hope that in the spirit of everything we tried to do here, Wade, is that you're encouraging this team to put together, you know, their cookbook so that it can be utilized by others. Because I'm sure that what you learned over the course of the last 18 months or so in executing this particular program can have significant benefit to others who can use your cookbook instead of having to go through the process that you rigorously went through in order to get where you are. Not just schools, but many major businesses and nonprofits could share significantly the information that you have in reducing their records and how to manage their files. So bravo, Zulu. That means well done in Navy lingo, but well done.
You know, Wade is also external relations, and he's currently working on a project for us. One of the issues that keeps coming up is shortage of teachers. And although we're not short of teachers at this point, we could see that potentially that's something that's going to affect all charter schools. So Wade is planning on addressing the state level Charter Advisory Council with a request to modify some of the regulations in terms of ratios and things that directly affect the number of teachers to students. And in our case, because of our design, it is a ratio that certainly doesn't really reflect our design. So he's actively working with Gareth Elliott, who is our lobbyist in Sacramento, and they'll be approaching people at all levels to see if we can impact that regulation, at least for 2 or 3 years, till it all catches up. So lots of things happening, and thank you, board, for having the patience to take the time to hear some of the fun stuff that we do too.
OK,
Okay, good. Mary, is there, we'll move on to 4.8. And again, thank you, Wade and Macy, for your reports that I appreciate it. 4.8 strategic plan update. The 4.8.1 is the Odeo Charter School participation report for the period of 2021-22, months 12 through 13.
You receive those at all the board meetings. I think they're self-explanatory, unless, Lynn, there's anything you think it's crucial to add.
I didn't see anything else. So I didn't know.
Yes, just to report on this participation report, which is reflected on your pages 6 to 13 of your board packet. It includes the two last learning periods of the 21-22 school year. The last school day for the 21-22 school year was June 24, 2022. As you can see, the cumulative participation and enrollment for Odeo was 90.5%, which is an overall increase of 2.8% from the 2021 school year, and well exceeded the LCAP goal of 84%. Whereas the CSSD for 21-22 school year was 89.3% on participation rate, which was an overall increase of 2.5% from the 2021 school year. And like Odeo, CSSD exceeded the LCAP goal of 84%. Overall, both schools are performing very well on student participation.
Thank you, Lynn.
Outstanding.
That ends our report.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item 5.0 is the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered to be considered by the board to be routine. It will be approved and enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion on the items prior to the board's vote on them. President recommends approval of all consent agenda. Do I have a second?
Second, David Green.
Any conversation or discussion on the consent agenda? Hearing none, we will now take a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Next, moving on to item six, motion passes. Item 6.0 are action items. Action 6.1 are action items for the Odeo Charter School and the Charter Schools of San Diego for each school. Consider approval of salary schedule for the following positions. 6.1.1.1 is a resource center associate. 6.1.1.2 is certificate teaching resources. Certificated teacher resources. 6.1.1.3 is learning associates, and 6.1.4 are substitute teachers. Mary, can we get a short report on this?
I'll be as brief as possible. During the COVID situation, we did away with the resource center associates. Resource center associates, our concern with those were that they are undergraduates. They don't count toward our ratio that we need to maintain. And because they're going to school and working here, I believe it's for 25 hours, it was always a challenge to incorporate them into our culture. We've reinstated that, or we're planning on reinstating the Resource Center associates to some limited degree. We are going to, I will personally be interviewing all of these people. Before, we didn't, to assure that we have a high standard of capacity in terms of supporting the classroom. Teachers are accustomed, have always had some classroom support, which of course traditional schools don't, unless it's special ed. But it's a challenge to find people, period, that are appropriate. I do not think that salary is a real motivator. I know many people will disagree with me, but that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for people that are motivated to become part of this this career ladder, so that if they're looking at going into education, and we're trying to encourage people to go into education. They can begin as undergrads and as a resource center associate. They can then move to a 40-hour position if they are certified teacher, and that does count to our ratio. We years and years ago had what we called learning associates, and this is something I was hoping to reinstate. We're looking at a Monday through Thursday position, 5 hours a day, which would be approximately 20 hours. We think that caretakers that are taking care of children might drop off their kids and their credential, come and work within the classroom to support the instruction, and then be off in time to pick up their children and go back home. So we reinstituted the learning associate position, and then of course the substitute teachers, which we utilize throughout the year. So we're really trying to emphasize the career path. That is going to fit in nicely, and that's not only going to support the teachers, which we consider a priority, and it will help supply and prepare people for our CTC when we start helping out with the instruction for teachers that have their preliminary credentials, so that they can clear their preliminary credentials. So it looks like next year we're doing very well on all the steps that were required. So we will be commissioned, we will be approved, we anticipate, by the Commission on Teacher Credentialing to add that aspect to our Altus University. So this all fits into the major strategic initiative to invest in our teaching staff for the long term. The end.
Very good. That's actually exciting. It gets more help and assistance in the classroom, makes it easier for the teachers to do their work as well. So good on you. Question,
Mary, before we go on. Are those salary levels, higher than the going rates in the public marketplace?
Lynn?
That is correct. It's higher from our the San Diego Unified, and then the learning associates are higher too. More so, the substitute teacher is very much higher. And the CTR.
And I also noticed the steps. Is that, what's the timing on that, or criteria going up the scale?
The criteria is generally the employee starts on step one, and then every year you move up to the next step, step two, step three. And there are
annual review. Okay.
Yes, correct. And if you can notice, we also wrote the terms and requirements of that position, included in the salary schedule, so everyone is aware what are the terms and requirements for that position.
Good.
We try to keep all our staff at 5% above salary scale, and we are in the future considering going higher. Not because we want to match inflation. We don't see that as our responsibility, but because we value, once we hire someone, we really value them, and we invest a great deal in them. And year after year, unless they're moving out of state, well, that's understandable. We have young people that want to go back to where they came from sometimes, but for the most part, we want to encourage people to stay with us because they've been Altus trained and they're very valuable to the students, their families, and the community at large.
Good.
Okay, any further discussion? May I have a motion to approve items 6.1.1 through 6.1.4?
So moved, Tim Morton.
Thank you, we have.
So moved, second.
Well, take a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion is approved unanimously. Moving on to 8.0, which is board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require any action. Any comments from the board? Okay.
Just one last thing. In October, we have three or four days that we're taking to tour the SSC staff and others all around all of our sites, so that we'll take the vans and we'll take them everywhere to see actually what the sites look like in person. We've been wanting to do that for a long time. If any of the board members are interested at any time for a tour of all our sites, we have staff that would be very willing to chauffeur you around and take you any place you want to go, or to all of them if you wish, although that takes a couple days because there's a lot of them. So just wanted to extend that invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I will give my typical shout out to virtually everybody who's on the site here. I want to thank you all for your hard work and dedication towards students. I think that our numbers continuously show that the model that we have is the right model, and a model that we can be proud of, and you can all be proud of, because the product that we are providing is doing what education is supposed to do, and that's make a difference for those who are being taught by us all. So thank you very much, and I appreciate all of the hard work and efforts, things like what Macy did and what Wade is doing, selling all of those parts. Tiffany's going to give another presentation. Tim is going to give another presentation. Promoting all of the hard work means something. So thank you very much.
Oh, and last thought, KUSI on, when is that, Lynn? KUSI on Tuesday, is it? September 6th. At 9:55, I did an interview with KUSI on good business. And so there's lots going on out there.
Great. Okay, anything else? Now the part we've all been waiting for, 9:00. I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Very good, we have a second.
Second, Barton.
You're well. Roll call for the vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all for your time and your efforts. And again, team, well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.